All right, welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here. We are rolling into the month of June, and we've got a lot of good stuff on tap for the summer. Hope you can keep joining in on Mondays for just a little bit of motivation for the weeks ahead. But I'm going to be doing something different for the next 10 weeks. Each week kind of giving you a thought, a felt need around loss, or change, or pain, or suffering, those kinds of things. And I've got this great resource called Lose, Love, Live, The Spiritual Gifts of Loss and Change by Dan Moseley. And he has some great chapters for consideration, such as naming the loss, feeling the pain, being angry, remembering, guilt, forgiving, gratitude, play, practice, and becoming new. All of those so important. And who among us has not felt loss, change, suffering, or pain? No one. No one. So we all got something in common. This is the human condition, the human experience. We're in need of God, and there's a process, a way forward as we walk through pain and change and suffering. So each week, I'm going to be taking one of those elements and unpacking just a little bit and giving you a little bit of work to do on your faith journey for this Motivational Monday segment. So today, I want to talk about naming the loss. And I cannot tell you how important naming the loss is. Throughout the Bible, we have stories of humans experiencing loss, hardship, and suffering. And each time it was this God of creation that moved them. But it also was through tears. It was through anguish. And it was through loss that they discovered God. And some of these things are easier to name, right, when it comes to loss. You might say, I lost my spouse. I lost my job. I lost my best friend. I moved across the country and lost my community. Naming the loss is important. It's equipping and empowering of self. And any kind of growth requires giving up something for something else. And even if it's been taken away, it feels that way. It's only in stepping forward that you discover new life. And so as you name it, as you claim it, as you own that loss, it's there that, again, you choose the steps forward. What it is that you can do, what it is that you need, and how it is that you will discover life again. And there is no timeline. All that people want to tell you about, oh, it's like this, or time will heal all wounds, bahooey. Not true. Not true. It's work, and it's intention, and it's, again, living in the midst of the pain. So if you can name this week some significant losses in your life, whether it's birth, death, relationship, health, job, home, whatever it is, take some time to name some losses. And then knowing that they're not singular losses, they're knit together, right? Losses are multi-layered. And sometimes you can't even name them immediately, but thinking of one will help you recognize another element that you've lost along the way. And as your list grows, just notice how complex and rich your life is. Notice how these losses, your primary losses, have created many other losses that need to be grieved. COVID is an example of that. We lost some primary things, but it made us lose a whole lot of other things that most people, you know, take for granted or didn't even notice, right? So those primary losses lead to the secondary losses, and it's multi-layered. And your list there will help you to see how connected you are to that which is around you and how much all of those things really do matter. But after you've done that, I also want to give you some encouragement here, some quick encouragement on good companions for the journey. You see, as you journey through the process of grieving, whether that's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all that tied together, finding good companions to travel with you is crucial. A fitting person for this part of the discovery is someone who's good at asking questions. You need friends in your life who are good at asking questions and can help you name the dimensions of the loss that you're experiencing. If you think about the story of the early church as it's recorded in the book of Acts, it begins with all kinds of questions. When Jesus died, those who had followed him needed to discover the meaning of his death by naming what they had lost. They wonder what the risen Christ of his death meant, the coming of the new Israel, a new heaven and new earth. And as he ascended, the men in white robes asked them, "Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? What did his life mean to you, mean for this world?" The meaning of Jesus' life became clear only in the exploration of what his followers experienced in the emptiness of his absence. I'm going to say that line one more time. The meaning of Jesus' life became clear only in the exploration of what his followers experienced in the emptiness of his absence. Yes, there was learning and growth that was going to come through that. And at the early stages of grieving, some will experience this sense of others around you to be eager to move you forward, to quickly talk about the benefits of loss, to see what you've gained, to see what's next. You know, if you have had a miscarriage, for example, they might be eager for you to know that you can always try again. Somebody will say that. And it just is like taking a knife and twisting it in. It hurts so much when somebody says something like that. These statements that people make, that kind of advice is not helpful. At the point in the process of naming the loss and knowing the loss, it's best to surround yourself with people who will let you tell your story over and over again, trusting that if you retell your story, it's important to you and it's important to them. You need someone who not only trusts that you are smart enough to see the obvious, but also realize that it takes patience to see the more subtle and meaningful parts of this loss, this tremendous loss. Good companions are those people who don't need you to be the way you were. They allow you to be right where you are, just as you are, no matter how you are. Good friends are people who listen well. And when you are in the midst of the collapse of a world as you've known it, we have to talk ourselves through our pain, our guilt, and our fear, and we have to talk ourselves into the new life growing in us, even when we can't see it. That's called a seed of hope. And a good listener will create space for us to give voice to our loss and its meaning, and in doing so will help us discover who we are in that journey and who we will now have to become. Good listeners will create that empty space, that empty container that can receive the spoken losses as they pour forth, can remember them and hold them for you, so that when you are able, you can come back to them and sort through them in time. By listening and remembering your stories, good companions can mirror them back to you when you're able to hear them and claim them. These insights will help you understand why you continue to feel sadness and help you discover the surprising richness of your lost relationships. And any kind of growth we know requires giving up one thing for something else. So there's other losses we choose and that we need to say, I'm going to lay that down, I'm going to give that up so I can go and do this instead. But that's growth, and it requires naming a loss. Developing that clarity about different things that you have to give up will help you be free to move forward again and to recreate, where that new sense of self that you desire can be discovered with joy. That's the already but not yet process. Naming the losses in the presence of good companions who accept you as you are is such a valuable part of the process. And as you do that work, if you've experienced recent losses, we pray you find those good companions, good friends, good people to listen. But we also pray that you, if you're not in that place of needing that help, needing that friend, that you can be that friend to someone else. So as you listen to this podcast over these next 10 weeks for this sense of loss and change and being equipped for how to be better at that or to give our lives to working with others through that, I pray that it'll bless you personally and what you're going through, but also that it would bless you in being a gift to someone else. So feel free to share this podcast with those that are struggling alongside of you, and we can grow together, okay? Be well, stay, you know, diving deep into this kind of stuff, stay motivated, and we'll catch you next time here on Motivational Monday. Take care.